engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to Louisville's Best Podcast, a podcast about everything, nothing, and all things in between. My name is Tim, and I am joined by three of the greatest fellas that you'll ever meet. You might not ever meet them, but they're nice guys either way. But we're excited to be doing another podcast with you. Shout out to all of you Louisville's Best listeners. Let's get started, but real quick, let's see how everybody's doing. Brian, how are you?
Doing fantastic, Tim.
Brian, question of the week. Best lightsaber ever.
Ooh. Man. Wow.
Or just your favorite?
Well, my favorite one, I believe, is... Well, my favorite hilt is Luke's.
Yeah.
But maybe a little recency bias. I do like the way that Ahsoka has the two.
I like Ahsoka's a lot.
You know what I mean? But yeah, but yeah, I guess more than, like, I'd say Luke's.
Yeah, okay. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
You're doing fantastic?
I just try to liven up the podcast. I'm not really fantastic. I just, okay. You know.
That's fine.
He's just being positive.
Either way. Aaron, your favorite lightsaber?
I was going to say Luke's green lightsaber, but, you know, Brian kind of said that. So I'm going to go with Count Dooku's little...
Gone you.
That's a good choice,
Dooku's
too.
Hilt is one of the that best.
Yes.
It's a really good hilt.
It's an amazing hilt.
Yeah.
We are full nerding right now. We've lost three quarters of the audience. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
John, favorite lightsaber?
Darth Maul's.
Darth Maul's.
There is nothing better than in episode one... where he comes to that door and Duel of the Fates starts playing and he pulls that thing out and it's a double blade because that's the first time you see it. Yes.
Well, it goes out the one side.
Yeah.
And then it goes out the other side.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, it's one of the best.
Wow. Well, that's the podcast, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Can't say anything else.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah, no. Except I really like Ahsoka's. I also just really like the Darksaber. Mm-hmm. That thing's pretty awesome.
It is. I like the one that was in the... I don't know if we're going to talk Ahsoka tonight or not, but the episode two when she was fighting. I don't know the person's name she was fighting, but... kind of had the boomerang effect to it where he could throw it out and then just like kind of draw
I just liked how when he threw it and he jumps on the ship and she's just standing there and all of a sudden she just kind of
tilts to the side,
and it comes flying past her.
Yeah.
She's like, whatever. Aaron, but I know you haven't watched Ahsoka.
That's an Inquisitor's.
Wow. Yeah.
It's an Inquisitor's lightsaber.
Yeah, the Inquisitors have the round ones.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool that they brought that back in.
That was the sixth brother, not the sixth sister.
Anyways.
I had to.
Well, speaking of Star Wars, you would love it because I'm in the middle of a giant.
Brian would love it, not me.
Well, but he's a Jar Jar guy. He pretends to be a Jar Jar guy.
He's a Jar Jar guy.
We are in a 3-day long confrontational conversation in seventh grade about how wonderful Jar Jar Binks is because they all love him.
Do they really?
John, let me ask you
I'm
this.
About to fail a geography class.
I've lived long enough to see this happen.
So I keep having to talk like him. They're like, talk like Jar Jar Binks. Read that slide like Jar Jar Binks. And I'm like, oh, so I'm going to blow down his up. Okay, sir? No. You guys go down his up. Boom, boom, on this here, sir.
I mean, it's literally okay? Like I listened to
you. Okay? Okay?
John.
Okay,
so
everybody turns it into the pages on number 26.
Let's do this, John. Ready? Okay?
Okay.
Pick in between the two.
Yes.
Jar Jar or Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan.
Okay. Jar Jar or Han Solo?
Where are you going with this?
Just work with it.
Solo.
Jar Jar or Rey Skywalker?
I'm still going to have to go with Rey. See, you didn't throw Rose out there.
Oh. Hey, so you would admit that Jar Jar is better than Rose?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll take that
we
one.
We got it. All right.
All right.
That's okay, progress.
The only thing
that's progress.
The only thing that could have made Jar Jar worse, though, is if he walked up to Finn and been like, Risa not a loser after a hit. Risa must a lover. Oh,
John. Jar Jar or stuttering Lando?
Oh, dude. Stuttering Lando.
No!
I was going to say, I'd forgotten about Stuttering Lando. No, Jar Jar, definitely. Definitely Jar Jar. There is no character in that eighth movie that can stand up to Jar Jar Binks. I mean, they're just Misa called of going to den the Gongans. No, my Jar Jar is on point.
That's beautiful.
My
Jar Jar is on point.
That is beautiful. Yeah.
I can do the whole podcast like
as,
that. Tonight.
As a matter of fact, hold on, I'm gonna get my Jar Jar statue.
Brian's legitimately getting up and going to get a Jar Jar Binks statue.
Oh, he's a guest. That's a Jar Jar Binks.
It's gonna be looking at John.
Oh, the looker. That's a Misa. That's a Misa.
Well, this is exactly what we were planning on talking about on the podcast.
Yeah. See, I could see this is my audition to Lucasfilm to do the new cartoon version of Jar Jar. I could do it. I could do it.
You could.
Oh, sorry, baby.
Like it. I like it.
I mean, you talked about being voiceovers. I saw where the original voice of Mario
called it quits. Retiring.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
30.
Aaron, are you okay with that?
Here's a Dave of Valencia. Yeah, as a gonna be here. As a waiting.
Well, on tap tonight, I haven't even checked with John. Hurt. John, do you have a weird story of the week?
I do not. I have been. Okay.
Tip has us covered, I think.
Let me explain my week here real quick.
You don't have to rehash it.
We don't want
you to go through that pain again.
Okay, I won't. I won't.
Suffered
John,
enough.
Let me ask you this, though.
It was a long week.
Do you have the box office?
I do have a box office. I do have the box office, but I don't have a weird story this week.
Before we get to the box office, then, I was talking to the guys briefly, too, before the podcast, because when I was over in Israel a few weeks back, I went to a McDonald's in Nazareth. I think it's the one that Jesus built. And the most amazing thing happened. Their chicken nuggets do not have like the trans fat removed. So they taste like the old school, really good chicken nuggets. They also had really good Happy Meal toys. They already had the Squishmallows out, which aren't even going to be out in the U.S. until like, I think, 2024. So I was looking around this week and I put together a list from both mashed.com and a site called Retro Dodo. I have put together a list of the five or six best McDonald's Happy Meal toys and the three worst Happy Meal toys. You're right.
Sorry. I was on Not the Bee. They've got this picture of Superman and Donald Trump's mugshot.
Oh, gosh.
it's hilarious.
I saw.
It's supposed to be Kyle L.
Yeah, I saw. I think Babylon B posted a trailer someone made where Trump is giving a speech after the mugshot as Superman screams out no and starts flying around back in time to reverse the earth and reverse the election and fix the election and all this stuff.
That has got to be.
You see.
That has honestly got to be one.
You see Trump's face.
That has honestly got to be one of the funniest Photoshops I've ever seen. Anyway, sorry, Tim.
No, it's quite all right. I'm always here for wild and goofiness. All right. So I have a couple Happy Meal honorable mentions. Okay, I didn't put this on the good list. I didn't put this on the bad list. It kind of falls a little bit in between what I would say when we collected Happy Meals. They get high praise, but they don't appeal to me, basically. Number one, the Teeny Beanie Babies. Monster hit at the time. People thought they were going to be worth a ton. They didn't go anywhere. I think I still have in my house Teeny Beanie Babies somewhere. They just randomly show up in your house. You're like, where did this come from?
They do.
I don't know. Kenzie bought it at a garage sale for a quarter. So I was like, but there's 12 of them. Yeah, it was 12 for a quarter. That's how they got. Okay. Next are in the year 2000, McDonald's had Furby keychains.
I remember those.
Were like all the rage. Mm-hmm.
They were like the, what do they call it, Tamagotchi pets or something like
getting
that?
Getting there. Because in 1998, McDonald's actually had the Tamagotchi pets as well. Never did either of those. Never did Tamagotchi. Never had Furbies. If I recall, I think some of the Furbies were of the devil, something like that. they would channel demons or
probably,
something like that.
I mean, you know.
And the last one.
Speaking of demons, real quick, I was reading that yoga is evil because
yoga, stretching.
Yeah, because demons can enter through your butt, and you're presenting yourself to the demons.
What just happened?
Continue on.
I
hang on. Wait, we need to explore this.
Well, if you
no, think, I don't think we need to explore anything.
If you think about it, Brian.
So, Aaron's been laying on the floor of his house for 2 days with his butt in the air, with his red shorts
on. I'm literally going to get calls next week from employees of like, hey, I heard this podcast. It said.
Well, if you think about it, what animal.
I can't wait to see the emails.
John, what animal is the devil often associated with?
Dragon.
A goat.
Dragon, the goat. Goat.
Yeah. And what kind of yoga can you do?
The goat pose.
You can do goat yoga.
That's so much of a maybe.
Stretch. Well, someone had posted that as a joke, and then someone got serious and said, well, yeah, it's because you're clearing your chakra for the demon to enter and all this stuff, and
oh my Lord.
It got weird.
Well, you know, as long as you have a clean chakra.
So stretching is bad for you. Stretching is
we
not
here
good for you.
At Louisville's Best Podcast do not recommend presenting your butthole.
We do not recommend demons. The downward dog.
I can't.
Anywho, last honorable mention of the Happy Meal toys.
This is, me and Aaron are having a good time tonight. I don't know about you two, but it was
the Fraggle Rock cars. I love the Fraggle Rock cars. I just didn't know if anyone else would enjoy them. So here we go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the top McDonald's Happy Meal toys, and I will go in my order. From worst to first of the best. And then we'll go look at the three worst. So number one, in 1991, Tiny Toons was a hit among kids. That was like the kids' Bugs Bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's made Tiny Toons flip cars where one side would be one character, and if you turned it over, you could push it in, and the car would become another character. It was very revolutionary for like 1991 toys. But if you remember, that was like the age of everything being flipped into something else. You could buy like a dinosaur that turned into a rock, or Transformers were all the rage. But the Tiny Toons flip cars, I at least remember Aaron and I going crazy about those as young children and being sure to collect all of those. Aaron, do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. There was Maximilian and... Yeah, Babs and Buster and Plucky, they had all, good stuff.
Brian, you were a Tiny Toons kid, weren't you?
Yeah, I liked them.
Yeah, yeah. This was beyond John's time.
Yeah, John would have been like, you little boys play with toys.
But this next one...
I like Tiny Toons.
This next one may have brought John back into the Happy Meal toys. It was 1992. It was Batman Returns. Happy Meal toys. They had a penguin in his penguin car. Mm-hmm. They had a Catwoman like in the purple Catmobile.
Yeah, they were Batman. They were the zip.
Yeah, you
zip
would pull
cars.
Them back and you would release.
See, because when I was young, and they may be on this list, they were some of the coolest Happy Meal toys you got. They were called Fast Max, and they were like Grimace, and it was Ronald, and they were in these little cars, these little zip cars you pull back, and they were just, but they were only about that big.
Yeah.
And zip, and they just roll.
Oh,
they were called Fast Max. And yeah, same thing. Those are cool.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Tim Burton had lost his mind, and so as the toys got a little bit weirder, the movies got a little bit weirder. You know, so we did not see a return of the Batman toys when the George Clooney one came out. So no Mr. Freeze and all that stuff. So
it would have been worth it.
Up next is just really simple. In 1990, they made a series of Hot Wheels that came in. And I swear the Hot Wheels were in the Happy Meals for like a year straight.
It felt that way.
And they were great Hot Wheels. Mm-hmm. I remember we collected like the crap out of those things. And for some reason, I think every kid... Even my daughter, like, they go through that Hot Wheel phase, and McDonald's, like, hit it right at the right time, laying out the Hot Wheels. But now we get into what I call the top three, and these are by far the best Happy Meal toys, in my opinion.
I can't wait for this.
Ever. Number three is the Boo Buckets.
Okay, yeah, that's one of my three.
The Boo Buckets, which did make a comeback last year, but you only got three models last year. But the original run had like five or six, and they were top notch.
They were legit.
Aaron, I think we used to have a lot of the original Boo Buckets. Is that right? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, we had a ton of them. Yeah, I think we used to I think when you were a kid, you collected rocks or something, and you had like a pail. Yeah. I just remember the most buckets just full of rocks.
Rocks, yeah. I would throw them at you at night.
Yeah.
John, did you get any boo buckets?
No, that was beyond my time.
Brian and I feverishly tried to collect them all this year because the pumpkin bucket, hard to come by.
Yeah.
Hard to come by. But the witch bucket, everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
And now this year, Tim, Loungefly is making the buckets as purses.
Are they really?
Yep.
I don't remember the original ones. The only reason I remember you all was y'all last year talking about it.
We had a black market.
We haven't done Happy Meals in years. I mean,
You're missing out.
It was literally just like, oh my gosh, I'm 9 years old again.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't.
The McDonald's lady in Mount Washington got mad at me about the pumpkin bucket. Because I came up there and I was like, you got the pumpkin buckets? She's like, yeah, I got pumpkin buckets. I'm like, cool, can I get 3 of them? And then she looked at me and she's like, just sold the last pumpkin bucket. I'm like, I just ordered like 5 minutes ago. And so she kind of gave me that look like, you're an idiot. You're 40 years old and you're trying to get kids buckets.
I have a daughter. I'm trying to buy her.
Then she came out from the back shed and she goes, found another box of pumpkin buckets. I gotcha. She had me.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Number two, the McNugget buddies. Those were the McNuggets that you would dress up in different costumes.
Yes, Tim is nailing
them
all.
They had cowboys. They had police officers.
Construction workers.
It's like a Mr. Potato Head.
They're like the size of nuggets.
Chicken nugget. But imagine accessories being able to go on the nuggets.
Yeah, it was like a little bitty.
Like a Mr. Potato Head almost.
No, Aaron. It's not the size of a potato. It's the size of a chicken. We're not.
But it was. They're trying to say that it's similar to that. I felt
like their eyes didn't come off.
Yeah, and the accessories fit on them versus into them. But again, yes, same premise. You can dress them up. They were interchangeable.
Fit in them if they've been doing yoga.
Well, different story for a different podcast.
They did have a hole on the bottom.
The chicken nugget would present itself.
Yeah, and that's when you knew it was ready for.
That's when you were like, this one's ready for dipping.
Okay. Let's see if he gets the number one.
Now, the McNugget buddies, they had a couple of different versions of them. And I actually read that there was like a brief version like last year or the year before. But I don't remember them because I would have been on those.
Yeah, I would have too.
Like crazy. I would have had one staring at John right now.
Yeah, with Jar Jar.
Presenting himself.
Now, if only I could get the Jar Jar to actually look like he's eating the McNugget. That would be amazing.
He needs arms.
Yeah.
Finally, Aaron, I know you're giddy about this, and I know this is probably number one on your list. It's the changeables. It is where you had like a hamburger.
But it would transform.
Yeah, but it would transform. And it was basically Transformers / GoBots, but they were McDonald's. So if you had a hamburger or you had like the Big Mac box or a milkshake. They even came out. There's 3 different versions. I actually copied this.
Yeah.
Version 1 was Big Macs, large fries, McNuggets, milkshake, and egg McMuffin. I don't know what they were thinking about there. Or a quarter pounder. But then they got crazy because then by Series 3, they actually made them where they turned into dinosaurs. They were trying to capitalize on the Dinobots.
Yeah.
Grimlock. Me Grimlock.
Me Grimlock.
But you could get a McNuggetsosaurus, tri-shake tops.
Love it.
Or my personal favorite, Hot Cakes Odactyl.
It's like a stage name.
Ladies and gentlemen, now coming to the stage, Hot Cakes Odactyl. That's actually Aaron's name when he's out on the streets.
It is.
When he's presenting himself.
Yeah. I have this cape that looks like wings wear. It's pretty great.
All right. Before I get into the 3 worst, Brian, any that I missed?
The only other one that I had, which I guess would probably be my number 4 slot, because again, first time ever, that list was beautiful. Through 3 is exactly what I had. There was a time when they did the Muppet Babies.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
and that was a big one for me. Huge.
That was old school there. That was way old school.
Yeah, I loved.
I loved the Muppet Babies all the way up until the series finale where they ate Nanny.
Yeah,
killed her.
That's just stupid.
They killed a Skeeter also.
Yeah, she got locked in the room with them. They got hungry and they killed Nanny.
That's dumb. Yeah. That didn't ever happen.
You ever see the robot chicken where they accidentally drowned Skeeter in the pool? They're like, we'll never speak of this and all that.
That's why Skeeter's not in the older one.
Robot chicken. That's why Skeeter's
gone. Do you not remember us years ago talking about
that? Yeah, I remember it. That's why I'm saying it's stupid now. I remember it.
All right, John, do we miss any on your Happy Meal list?
Yeah, one of the 70s? All-time, well, from the 80s is where it was from. One of the all-time favorites from the 80s is they had a series of, like, when monster trucks were huge.
Ooh, yeah.
They had Tonka, like, plastic Tonka trucks, like Jeeps and stuff. But they weren't, like, chintzy. I mean, these things were really good.
They
you remember those
legit toys in your Happy Meal?
And those were awesome because it had like a green Jeep and a black Jeep, and they looked like, even though it was way before its time, they looked kind of like Hummers. Yeah. Kind of had that Hummer look, and we would get them because they were the perfect size, and we would set up our Hot Wheels and do monster truck rallies over top the Hot Wheels. But we had all of those, and I can remember way back now, talking super old school. Is back in 1980. I can barely remember when Star Trek, the motion picture, came out.
Yes, that was on the list, but yes. I didn't. All I can remember is you could get like a little communicator.
They had like a communicator you could get, and then they had this ring that you opened up and had a little place in it where you could put things. Mm. And they had some other stuff. That's real old school. I mean, that's super. But that's right after Happy Meals actually like came into. They had some old school. I can really remember that. I remember getting a box and having that ring on and stuff.
Aaron, do you remember Star Trek and the Happy Meals?
No, the oldest Happy Meal toy I remember was the E.T. posters that they gave away. I remember we had those.
There were some real crazy ones, and I was going through the list. Like, they had like a handheld Sega game or something.
Yeah, they had all types
like
of
Mario,
stuff.
Like a lot of Mario Brothers stuff.
They used to have... Melba's still got a bunch of them. The McDonald's plates.
Yo, the plates.
The plates were just serious. She still got them. Yeah, I mean, at the house.
But see, I think that, though, and I don't want to take us off our subject here, but it feels like to me, though, that was the one thing that's different now than when we were going through all this. Was like, you know, you would see the commercial on Saturday morning cartoons, at your Happy Meal now, get your GoBot or whatever it was called, right? And then you knew, like, for the next couple weeks, you had your chance of getting them. Well, now we see the stuff through social media and everything of, like,
can't get them.
Squishmallows are coming out. My girls are still waiting for the Squishmallow, and we've ate McDonald's probably at least once a week now. And you never get any of them anymore, it seems like. Or they sell out, like, literally in a day.
Yeah, you got a bunch of stooges that go out and buy all the, like, when the Pokemon cards came out, Kinsey was really excited about those. Mm-hmm. Or when the cactus toys, which were the adult Happy Meals. Kinsey and I went to like four different McDonald's.
Well, and the thing about it was like when we were kids, like with the Tonka trucks or any of that type of stuff, is it's like the adults didn't see what that stuff. It's like, this is Happy Meal. Here, eat this, and here's your toy.
Well, Happy Meals was like a real treat in our house. Yeah. We didn't get it all the time.
And now somewhere back 10 years ago or whatever it is now.
There's a guy in his basement with every Happy Meal toy that's ever been made.
Everything.
26 of them.
Everything has this...
I just offended like
false value to it nowadays. It's just everything's falsely valued. It's just fake value.
Everything's going to be worth something.
Yeah, and it's not. I mean, it's just
that Jar Jar Binks.
You go to the You go to the peddler malls, and that's in 15 booths.
Speaking of that, I went to that antique toy shop toy bar
over there on
Blue Lick.
Oh my lord!
Oh, that place
It was amazing to see all the stuff, but then I was like,
the prices.
This is where the crazy collectors, because
the prices are insane.
Yeah, I was like, oh, if you're getting that for that toy, let me tell you.
Are you talking about the antique toy mall there on Blue Lick?
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. But
if you ever want to go to a free toy museum. That's the place to go because they have some cool stuff in there. But you got people that are like...
Well, I give you a prime example. I've already been to Lowe's for my Halloween, my annual Halloween pilgrimage, and found the Mickey Mouse cotton candy blow mold. Okay?
Yeah.
$40, I think is what it was.
Okay.
There's a booth in there because he was fixing his booth. But he was fixing his booth, and he has all kinds of blow molds.
Astronomical.
And he had that exact blow mold. It's only been done once. Just came out literally 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He puts it down, and I literally laughed out loud at the price. He wants $110.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That was like, buddy, it's still $40 at Lowe's, and they still have them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it's like me and my mom are going through, you know, me and her go out there and walk through every once in a while. And she's like pointing out Star Wars stuff. Like, look at that. Look at that. I was like, that's not vintage. Well, what do you mean it's not vintage? Well, it's plastic. The original ones had metal on this or that. And it's like, okay, then they have this Millennium Falcon, because I'm always looking for an old school Millennium Falcon. This thing was tore to crap. I mean, it was like decolorized where it had been solar, you know, all these things. And I was like, I looked at it first, said, $20. I thought, okay, yeah, I'll spring with that and then just rebuild it. It'd be a nice rebuild. No. They wanted $250 for, and it had no parts. It was just the shell. And I was like, you people are stupid.
Yeah, I was lucky. No way. I mean, John, thought for sure I'd find some like inexpensive Legos there.
Oh, no. You didn't find expensive stuff.
You and I used to go there when we worked at the church.
Yeah.
15 years ago. And if I go there now, they're still the same
stuff.
Stuff. Oh,
really?
Yeah. It's
from I came across some like Lego City figures that should normally be, no joke, $2 a piece. And I was like, oh, I might pick up this one and this one and this one. And I was like, wait a minute, is that a three or no, that's eight. Oh,
we
$8.
Got to.
No, okay.
Gentlemen, at some point this fall, we got to take a Saturday. We've got to go to Owensboro and go to that one I went to, that Peddler Mall. That is the Peddler Mall is 85% toys. I mean, it is a giant toy. I sent you pictures. Remember the big Hulk Hogan and stuff?
We're gonna have to make a
pilgrimage down here one Saturday.
Let's do it.
Go out there, jump on.
I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
I'm sleeping tomorrow. I haven't slept in 2 days. You want to hear about my?
Let me tell you the three worst. All right. In an effort to promote Camp McDonaldland, the fictional paradise home to Ronald McDonald and his fast food inspired friends.
That's
McDonald's Happy Meal included a set of camping gear that would make less than helpful in any real life situations. There was a plastic frying pan, completely red, no color to it. Plastic utensils, completely red, nothing to it. A small water bottle that didn't hold any water at all. And then there was like a collapsible cup.
Yeah.
They're completely red, and on the bottom of them is like a stamp of one of the different characters.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, though, too. Like, I feel like most of our toys were just made to run out in the backyard and bury.
Oh, that's
like,
weird.
You know, dig a hole in the backyard.
Oh, you could do an archaeological dig on behind my dad's garage right now. Yeah.
Somewhere in Texas, there are Chuck Norris figures.
There are.
Somewhere. Number two was the Step It, which was a wristwatch that kids could wear. And in order to promote health, it would track how many calories they burned and other things like that. And instead, it just caused skin burns and irritation and had to be recalled.
Yeah. It was just, you know.
Yeah. And then number one, my favorite. In 2015, McDonald's released minions that would make noises. And one of them was rumored to curse.
That would be awesome.
One of the minions fell under special scrutiny, with many parents claiming to hear it swearing, saying, "What the?" According to CNBC, McDonald's refuted the claim, saying that the minion was speaking minionese and simply saying "para le bouquet."
And then the Mayonnaise Defamation League got involved, and it was just
so you can actually go on YouTube. Now, kids, I don't recommend you doing this, but you can go on YouTube, and somebody has that minion and plays it, and then slows it down from like normal speed.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So it is called the Swearing Minion. A McDonald's toy.
Oh.
And how much is a swearing minion worth?
I don't. It's the caveman one. I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere.
That would be awesome.
It's got to be right up there with the Billy Ripken baseball card from the 1980s.
Kids, if you've got the caveman minion that talks, you might want to bring it.
Send
to
it to our fan PO box.
Give it to Aaron so he can present it to us. So
yes. So I had some that you didn't have listed.
That's
so
fine. Go ahead.
One of these real quick.
Go ahead, Aaron.
The McDonald's Super Looney Tunes.
Those were so good. I forgot about those.
You could turn him into Superman or a Daffy into Batman.
Then Wile E. Coyote was some, like the Flash. No, wasn't.
No, Tasmanian Devil was the Flash. And then Petunia Pig was Wonder Woman.
Do you remember those? So the characters would just be in this pose here. and you would have like a front Superman and a back Superman, and you would like put it together, and it would just clip over top of them.
Really?
Yeah, oh. they were some of the best ones. I forgot about those. Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah. Then I had from 1985 the Runaway Robots. Now most of these, this was those pullback cars, and they would go forward. Most of these are pretty forgettable, but I felt like there was this green cobra snake that everybody had. That it was this cobra sitting up, he'd point back, and he would go forward. We had like a ton of them for some reason.
They were Hot Wheel toys, weren't they?
They were Happy Meal toys.
Oh,
I pulled them up on eBay. They're called the Runaway Robots.
I remember those. I remember because the Cobra car was awesome.
They must have seriously bought into pullback cars in the 1980s because
there's a ton of Happy Meal toys that were
pullback cars. Everybody had them.
I mean, it sucks because now the toys are really awful. Mm-hmm. I'm looking them up on eBay.
Well, it's because, like I said, it's not about toys.
Yeah. Brian, do you remember these? Look familiar to you?
They do look familiar now.
Yeah,
now that I see them.
And then lastly, these were not really Happy Meal toys, but when the Phantom Menace came out, they had those cup toppers at Taco Bell.
Those were Taco Bell. Yeah, I almost
they were all the Yum restaurants. Yeah, they all had different ones.
I am the proud owner of a Jar Jar Binks one because Brian brought it to my house and said, "Here." Yeah, I still have one. I still have one in the house.
I have about 2/3 of them. I have quite a few. I have like Captain Tarples and
John. Do you want me to play the McDonald's swearing menu for you?
No, I'm good. I think I can figure out what it says.
He's saying, "Present yourself."
Yoga.
All right. Anywho, that is the McDonald's list. If there's one that we're missing, let us know. But at this time, it's our favorite bi-weekly segment.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Box Office Breakdown presented by, I don't know,
whatever you want to call yourself, John.
Pepsi. Right. Presented by Pepsi.
If I can see it tonight, I'm having trouble.
Oh, John.
All right. So coming in top 10, this is the weekly domestic chart for August 18th, 2023.
I'm really excited.
Number 10 on the list, Sound of Freedom, bringing in $2,600,000.
Now, John.
Just stop right there. Just stop right there. I'm good. I don't need my play about Sound of Freedom. Let me get where I was need to be. Oh, no.
Number nine.
Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, $2,739,866.
John, you know Aaron hates this movie.
What, the Mission Impossible?
Yeah. No good reason. He just thinks it's terrible.
Well, it might be because it didn't make a whole lot of money. No. Number eight, Haunted Mansion. It's the big thrill for Disney this year. $3,027,364. Number seven is Talk to Me. $3,127,000. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
It's about the severed hand that when you shake the hand, you have to, it'll make you have visions. And if you hold it for longer than a minute, the demon will follow you and a girl gets haunted. And it's one of those Blumhouse films or something.
Oh, okay.
When a group of friends discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand, they become on the new thrill until one of them goes
Tim had to confirm.
And unleashes a terrifying supernatural force. You know,
all right.
If this was not a PG-13 podcast, there's so many different things I could say there, but.
Meg 2, coming in at number 6, $6,766,000.
Let's go, Meg 2!
It's made a grand total of $66 million.
I'm sorry.
That is, again, one of those, like, just sleeper franchises.
It's one of the crazy ones.
Here's what it is, guys. It's Jason Statham. All right? Yep. That's what it is. People want to see Jason Statham kick a shark.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all it is. I'm one of them, okay?
Number five is Strays.
That's that new Will Ferrell dog.
Yeah, a stupid dog.
It's a swearing dog movie.
It is a swear. It's a swearing minions movie.
Surprisingly, it made $8,247,000.
I mean,
that's it.
When I first watched the trailer, I was like, "Oh, this is humorous," and then all of a sudden, it's just like it goes from G to like hard R.
Yeah,
like holy cow!
It's like the guys at Pixar got drunk and just went nuts.
It's Lord and Miller who made like Spider Verse and stuff. They always made it. Lego Movie guys. Yeah.
Number four is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Mutant Mayhem, $8,538,000.
Still haven't seen.
Grand domestic total though of $88,243,000. It's got a long way to go before it beats Mario. Number three still in there. Maybe it's because we get to see his junk. Oppenheimer, $10,725,510 for a grand total of $285 million. Number two this week is Barbie, $21,003,328. Billions. That's all you can say about Barbie. It's just huge. And number one this week.
Let me guess.
Go.
I don't know.
I can tell you.
I got it right here. You ready? Blue Beetle, number one.
Oh. I've actually heard not too bad.
But that's not saying much because for the whole week, it made $25 million.
Yeah. Hey, complete
bomb. That is a hit
for
DC.
It makes the Flash look like the first Avengers movie.
No, Flash didn't make anything.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what it's making. It's making the Flash look that good.
No, I'm saying the Flash didn't even make that much, did it?
Well, Flash made more than that.
Yeah.
Flash did. I mean, it was a flop because of how much they reshot the movie.
$68 million. Okay.
I mean, I think there was...
I
think there was one scene in Flash they didn't read.
Stand down or I will stick the severed hand on you, okay?
Look, watch it. Stop it.
Wow, he's doing a yoga pose.
The best severed hand movie is Idle Hands.
Shut up. That's a stupid movie.
You shut up.
That is our box office.
Do you really not like that movie?
Breaking a family.
I hate Idle Hands.
How do you hate that movie?
And it was bad. His parents died. He went,
Aaron.
And he just walked off.
Aaron, I got two words for you.
What's up?
Jessica Alba.
Ooh, that's the only two words you need in that movie.
All right. Now you stand down and present yourself off this podcast, sir.
Only two words that you could have said that would have made it more interesting was Jessica Biel.
We could have a Jessica podcast where we rank the top Jessicas. Just wait till the next podcast. Catch us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm sorry, Jessica.
We're gonna catch you later.
Aaron?
I've got a movie to pitch to you about a severed foot. I think it's going to be a big
deal. Oh.